Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in Psalms chapter 131. I will entitle this psalm, I Have Calmed and Quieted My Soul. The heading to the psalm says this, a song of ascents of David. That's A-S-C-E-N-T-S, going up. We see that David wrote the psalm. Now, what does ascents mean? The NIV Study Bible gives us four options. Option number one, the psalm is sung to a song, the music of which went up in pitch. It ascended. I don't think that's probable. Let's look at option number two. The ascent refers to the steps of the Jews returning from the Babylonian captivity as they sang this psalm walking up to Jerusalem because Jerusalem was on a hill. That's reasonable. Option number three. This psalm and the other psalms of ascent were sung as the Levitical worship leaders, the Levites who were in charge of worship, as they walked up the steps of the temple. They would sing this psalm of ascent and the other psalms of ascent. That's reasonable too, I think. Option number four, the ascents refers to the steps of a pilgrim coming up to Jerusalem, the pilgrims who were ordered by law to attend the three Levitical festivals in Jerusalem every year, Passover in the spring, Feast of Weeks in the summer, and the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. The pilgrims would come up to Jerusalem because Jerusalem's on a hill, and they would be singing these psalms of ascent. Adam Clark holds that view, so does gotquestions.org, and that also is reasonable. So we really don't know what the word means, but we do know that there are 15 psalms that have a heading containing Song of Ascents. David was the author of four of these psalms. Solomon was the author of one. 10 of the psalms are anonymous. This particular psalm, Psalms 131, was written by David. It's only three verses long. It's a very short psalm. So we begin now by reading the entire psalm, verses 1 through 3. David says this, Lord, my heart is not proud, my eyes are not haughty, I do not get involved with things too great or too difficult for me. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself like a little weaned child with its mother. I am like a little child. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Now, in the first verse, we encounter a somewhat startling statement. David says, my heart is not proud. He sounds like he's boasting about his humility, which would be contradictory. Lord, my heart is not proud, and I'm proud of my heart that's not proud. No, that's not what he's doing. The NIV Study Bible says that what he is doing is just saying that he has submitted to God and he was dependent upon God. My heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. He's just stating a fact. He's not a proud guy. Now, this is a man who was a very successful king for most of his life and an incredibly successful warrior. And yet he says, I don't get involved with things too great for me. He was the leader of a nation, but he realized there were things too great and too difficult for him. He was a humble man. David says in verse 2, instead of getting involved with things too great or too difficult for him, instead of that, he has calmed and quieted himself like a little weaned child with its mother. Now, what does that mean, like a little weaned child? The NIV Study Bible says it means that David is referring to a satisfied infant who is content after nursing. In other words, the weaning wasn't a permanent abstinence from the breast, but was rather a temporary cessation from nursing because he was filled up. Now, if that's what it means, then that means that the little baby is quite content, calmed and quieted, and goes to sleep. If you've ever seen nursing babies, that's what they do. They get hungry, they start crying, they start nursing, and the next thing you know, they're sleeping like a baby. And that's what David says. Now, being a king was a stressful job, an incredibly stressful job. But David says he was calm and quiet like a little weaned child, resting on his mother's breast because the baby knows that he's taken care of, his mother is taking care of him. Now, the other way of looking at that phrase, a little weaned child, is to take the weaning as a permanent weaning. A child has been completely weaned from the breast. If we take it that way, that means that the child no longer cries and fusses for his milk. Likewise, David had matured, and in his mature state, he better trusted God to trust God for David's needs. As John Gill put it, quote, humble, meek, and lowly, and had no more aspiring and ambitious views than such an one. Like that, weaned from the world, the riches, honors, pleasures, and profits of it, as well as from nature, from self, from his own righteousness, and from all dependence on it. And as a child that is weaned from the breast wholly depends on its nurse for sustenance, so did he wholly depend upon God, his providence, grace, and strength. And as to the kingdom, he had no more covetous desires after it than a weaned child has to the breast, and was very willing to wait the due time for the enjoyment of it. So what John Gill says is that the weaning means he's weaned away from the world, and now he's dependent not upon his mother, the mother being a symbol of the world. He's weaned away from that. It's quite a different flavor, different way to interpret the verse. Adam Clark agrees with Gill's assessment of this, and Clark says that David had foregone many conveniences and comforts, and so he was weaned from the world, weaned from things too great or too difficult for him. Well, actually, I like the NIV Study Bible's view better, that this was a baby that has finished nursing and he's content and peaceful and calm. David finishes the psalm by going to verse 3 and saying, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Hope is confident expectation of the future so that we don't need to worry about the future, even though the present looks very, very bleak, as it often does. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now finished this very short psalm. We're now prepared to go to Psalms 132, our next psalm, which I will entitle The Lord Has Chosen Zion. I hope you stay tuned for that audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.